Linda K. Simmons reads a passage from her new book, Pissant and Cinderella, The Fairy Tale That Wasn't.
Every day I sneak into my parents' liquor cabinet and consume more booze than any 15-year-old boy should be able to. Add water to the bottles, hoping Father won't notice the missing ounces. So far, he hasn't. Our supply of bottles never wanes. At real estate parties mother attends, people give her fists of liquor, the good stuff. From the top shelf of the linen closet, I pull down my hidden bottle of Distiller's Pride. Then I pour the amber fluid into the bathroom water glass, relishing the burn. I drink it in three gulps. Choirmaster no longer wants anything to do with me, nor do his friends.
Simmons knew the brother and sister that were abused by an older brother.
I knew Pissant and Cinderella as adults. Of course, their names have been changed, but those were actually the names that were given to them by the perpetrators of the violence inflicted upon them and the sexual abuse inflicted upon them. I knew them as adults. They told me their stories. Neither are in bodies anymore, so I feel free to come public with this story, and I know that they would be so happy and grateful that I have, because they entrusted me with notes, they entrusted me with facts. So this is their story. Golden Prince was the abusive older brother. The light shone on him from his narcissistic mother. He was brilliant. He was a Mensa. He never had to earn anything. Everything was given. The other two children, Pissant and Cinderella, were ignored, were neglected. The younger daughter, Cinderella, basically made into a slave at the house as far as cooking, cleaning, doing. And all signs of what her older brother was doing to her sexually were ignored by the parents. They could not believe that Golden Prince would do such a thing.
Cinderella was ground down by the whole experience, a lifetime of horror, says author Linda K. Simmons. She died young of ovarian cancer and highly obese, says Simmons.
What do you think readers will get out of this, people who maybe can identify this, or this people who have no idea this whole world exists, Linda? What do you think they'll get out of this book?
I think they'll see patterns. I think they might look into their own lives. I think it's highly possible they know people that are going through these same situations that may not have voiced it publicly. Everyone knows somebody who's experienced sexual abuse of some form or fashion in their lives.
From 2 to 5 p.m. today, Linda K. Simmons will sell and sign copies of Pissant and Cinderella, The Fairy Tale That Wasn't, at Sarah Roanoke on Brambleton Avenue. Sarah stands for Sexual Assault Response and Awareness.
There is a glimmer of hope in this when you read the stories and you see there's a little bit of supernatural element, but only from the aspect of that's what the two experienced and relayed to me of what got them through this and the helpers that came along.
$5 from each copy sold will go to support Sarah Roanoke from 2 to 5 p.m. today during the book signing. Hear the story again online. For WFIR News, I'm Gene Marano.